This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one ginger. What's up, guys?
What's up?
Ladies.
What's up?
We're back. Hello.
We're in action.
Hi. Last week was remote, and that was sad for me.
We still did an okay job.
I think we did a great job. Oh. I just got really tired.
Yeah.
Because it's really hard to stay engaged through a screen for me.
Yeah.
It is. You know? Especially when you're supposed to be like chatting.
Yes.
Like we do all of our first degrees remote, but we're like reading a script.
Well, we're very focused.
Yeah.
This is true. You don't go very long without having a turn to speak.
Yeah.
Here, this is really where you shine with your facts and your history. And sometimes I'm like, if I don't stay on task, I just disappear.
You definitely can't do a deep dive remote.
No.
For you to listen to. I could probably, but the attention span's not there for you.
Yeah, it's not happening. Sorry, I feel that too. It's kind of hard to look at your screen and like stay in it.
It's all right.
Here we are.
That's what we do it in person.
In person, baby.
Yep.
We had street sweeping this morning. Jared, literally, I've seen him at his worst.
Oh, my God. This morning was a nightmare.
Yeah.
We don't need to really go into it, but yeah.
Jared got so frazzled that he started rubbing his eyes really hard, and then his contact popped out while he was driving, and then it fell on the floor, and he was just like...
Did you put it back in your eye?
He put it back in his eye.
No, hold on.
Did you... Rinse it off?
Not right away. I had some eye drops in my pocket. So I was like, Jackie,
gotta
drive.
I didn't even know you wore contacts.
Yeah, I wear
it's because he never removes them.
Well, when would you see me take them out?
Are you supposed to do that?
He'll keep them in for months. No, you don't take them out.
I don't leave them in for months. My God.
I didn't even know you needed glasses.
Yeah. Oh, dude, I'm like blind. He's blind.
He's not. It's not bad.
I'm hearing conflicting stories here.
This is crazy. I'd like to tell my side now. Is that cool?
Well, because he tries to talk about how blind he is, but I'm like three times blinder than that.
So. And you're fine.
Blinder. Yeah. I like blinder. That's good. Both my eyes are the exact same prescription. It's not the worst. I think it's like -2.75.
If it wasn't and you had like cockeyed prescription eyes,
that's very common. It's very
really?
Common. Yeah.
Mine were different.
They are?
Yeah. If you have like astigmatism.
You have a little cockeyed astigmatism.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different stuff. But yeah, whatever. Long story short, we were trying to find a spot. I got frazzled. I rubbed my eye because I was stressed. And then my contact popped out. I was like, Jack, you got to take the wheel.
It's just so funny seeing him in like a state of like distress over something so fucking stupid. Because I could not stop laughing.
Parking is frustrating around here.
I mean, yes, but like.
Yeah, not worth like.
I was like, "You want me to drive? I'll drive for you."
It took 35 minutes to get a parking spot.
That's
so
really annoying.
I was a little.
It
frazzled.
Sucks, but like you get very frazzled.
Yeah, but and I do take my contacts out periodically. I don't like to touch my eyes when I'm on tour because it's like I'm clean-ish, but it's not like being home where it's like a controlled spot.
Yeah,
like
sterile environment.
Sanitary.
And touching your eyes, I don't really like to do it. So sometimes I do sleep in them, and I know you're not supposed to, but. Knock on wood, so far so good.
So far so good.
Okay.
Anyways.
Well, we want to remind our lovely listeners, if you're watching us, you're on our Patreon. You're watching the whole episode in video. We give you video over there as well as one full episode every single week
of true crime
first degree content.
Right.
We love it. Join us over on our Patreon.
Patreon.
Should we get into the day today?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear.
Okay, so today is April 4th. And in 1561, there was a mass sighting of UFOs that reported flying over Nuremberg, Germany. Now, this is crazy because they made like a woodcut illustration of the whole thing. And take a look at what this is, what people saw.
What am I looking at?
It's a sun. So I'm going to describe what it was. Jared, just take a look. I want to show you just what the illustration looked like.
Okay.
Insane. This is a mass sighting. This wasn't by like one person. This is basically kind of like the Arizona lights. And it said, according to the broadsheet, around dawn on April 4th of 1561, quote, many men and women of Nuremberg saw an aerial battle out of the sun, followed by an appearance of a large black triangular object and exhausted combatant spheres falling to the earth in clouds of smoke. In the 1500s.
Aliens.
Interesting. Yes, of course.
It said the broadsheet claims that witnesses observed hundreds of spheres, cylinders, and other odd-shaped objects that moved erratically overhead. The woodcut illustration depicts objects of various shapes, including crosses with or without spheres on the arms, small spheres, two large crescents, a black sphere, and cylindrical objects from which several small spheres emerged and darted around the sky at dawn.
That's how insane is that? That's coming out of the big ship.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah, the motherboard.
Yeah.
Or the mother. I
like motherboard.
What
That's
is
fun.
It? Mothership.
Motherboard is more of like a computer part. But yeah.
But the mothership, yeah, and spheres, crosses with spheres, crosses with cylinders.
Religious aliens.
I mean, and then smoke, and then the sun with a bunch of spheres around it.
Who were they fighting, though?
Each other. It seemed like it was like a battle.
Some sort of intergalactic battle that just sort of like wound up. Why
in
our
atmosphere?
I don't know.
Interesting.
But it was so, and then they had like what was on the whole broadsheet thing, which was, I read through it, was just crazy. Blood red crosses. Between there are blood red strips becoming thicker to the rear and in the front. Malleable like rods of reed grass, which were intermingled among them, two big rods. It's just,
maybe it's lasers.
It kind of seems like lasers.
Or light beams. I think
it's, what's interesting about it is, so it's like, okay, first off, the photo or the picture, it looks like a medieval like tapestry.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because you think about,
well, it was in the 1500s.
I know, but you think about like, that was their ability to describe what they saw.
Yeah.
Then you think about us now and our ability where we're at now to describe, like if we saw something crazy, it would be maybe a little bit more advanced, but in the scale of things and how crazy an alien invasion would be, we wouldn't have the words to describe
it. Yeah. Oh,
it would
for sure.
Probably be very similar to that, just like how that seems
so
primitive.
Well, if you have no technological frame of reference.
Yeah.
Like, to them, it's like blood red crosses.
Yes.
I'm like, they probably saw light.
Yeah.
They probably saw like red light.
Yeah.
To that point, they didn't even have regular light.
Well, which was the weirdest part is the black triangular object. Like that's
like a plane.
Well, yeah,
it's like
just like, I mean, like a spaceship of that. Like, well,
the triangle is pretty prevalent, and if you go back in like a lot of UFO sightings, the triangle is a pretty common shape that you see with like ships and things that people have reported seeing. The Phoenix Lights is a really good one. I was a kid when that happened, and that's crazy.
Well, it's just crazy too. Like, you look at all those like medieval drawings and like even from like farther in the past, and there's always like shit in the sky in those. There's always like little UFOs that you're like, what the fuck is, it's not a bird.
Right.
It's like weird objects and everything. Well, so that reminds me.
And I think
that
the time frame is interesting too, because nowadays you can kind of, it's very easy to explain it away as like, you know, government testing and like things that, you know, they're talking about UAPs and shit. But like back then, nothing was flying.
Right.
Nobody had gotten off the ground.
Nothing
yet.
Was flying.
And by a long shot.
And for, I think that they said hundreds.
Yeah.
Of men and women. Like, that is a mass sighting. That's not just
it's
like
crazy.
Fucking Joe Schmo on the farm. Like, that's crazy. That's something.
I wonder if aliens cared less back then because they had no way to
like really
capture.
Tell anybody. Yeah.
They had no way to capture what they were seeing. They're like, oh, these people will just die.
It's like how people got away with more crimes. Like,
yeah,
cameras.
Maybe they're more, they conceal now because they know that we can share
way too risky
information on such a massive scale. Very risky. Very interesting.
I like it. That's fun.
I know. I was like doing a deep dive. I was like, this is just the drawing of it. I mean, we'll post it on socials. It's just crazy.
Yeah.
An alien sighting in the Middle Ages.
Yes. Okay. Now we're jumping to 1841. William Henry Harrison died of pneumonia, becoming the first president of the United States to die in office, only presiding 31 days.
Bummer.
Bummer.
Short tenure.
You work your whole life,
I know,
to achieve that goal, and then it's like
you go through the whole campaign. Imagine that. You don't realize how taxing that would be.
Oh yeah,
the campaign trail
feeds cancer.
Oh
I'm
my
sure.
God.
Oh yeah, he probably had pneumonia doing the campaign trail.
Yeah.
1850, Los Angeles, California, where we are sitting right now, was incorporated as a city.
Really?
Yeah.
Aww.
Only downhill from there.
I know. 1871, Mary Florence Potts of Ottumwa, Iowa, patented the Mrs. Potts sad iron. Do you guys know about this?
No.
So obviously 1871, long time ago. It was a set of three irons with a detachable handle. So two irons could be heating up while you're using the other. So basically it was like an iron handle and then you could like snap it into one.
Smart.
That's heating up and use it. Snap it out.
What? Innovative technology.
I know. But it was called Mrs. Potts sad iron. I don't know why.
Sad iron?
I mean, times were sad.
Yeah.
Like
everything. They were just everything.
So crude. Yeah. Basically up until recently.
Yeah. Crude.
I mean, what? You could relate. You're part of the sad movement, you know?
I mean, emo.
Yeah.
Different than the sad iron.
Well, that's...
Maybe yeah. It stands for something.
I tried to look it up. I couldn't figure it out. Half fact. Somebody let us know.
Half fact.
1887, Argonia, Kansas, elected Susanna M. Salter as the first female mayor in the United States.
Okay.
Which I'm like, that's crazy. 1887, women weren't even allowed to vote. How
probably
are we
very small town.
Senator.
Probably a very small town.
It's like when the dog was the senator of the other town.
It's like, that's the best we can do. We're offering up our best and brightest here.
They're doing it as like novelty.
Yeah.
They're like, this won't matter anyways.
No.
Yeah, well, a woman, throw her in.
Who are you going to preside over anyway?
Yeah. Like the three people in there. I know Argonia, Kansas. I'm
Argonia.
Like, that sounds like somewhere in Europe.
Yeah.
Never heard of it.
Like Estonia.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah.
Argonia,
Estonia well. Light. 1932, Professor C. Glenn King of the University of Pittsburgh discovered vitamin C. Mm. Now, I thought that was interesting because I was like, oh, vitamin C, C has to do with something else. But his name was C. Glenn King. So I think he named it after himself.
Of course.
You know?
Are we sure, though? Because there's like vitamin B,
vitamin
D.
K, yeah.
But maybe who were their names who discovered those?
Oh. Is it just coincidence that the first like eight letters of the alphabet were the people's names, though?
Maybe. Maybe that's how it was supposed to be. C. Glenn King. Or maybe it just worked out for him that his name was like Clark. And he was like, I'm going to go by C to like really
drive this home.
Make the vitamin C.
This is my legacy.
But what happens if you discover a vitamin and your name is like Chad? And
then you go by after this guy.
Vitamin C.
Vitamin Chad.
Vitamin Chad.
Like, why not?
What would vitamin Chad be?
It's Alpha Brain. Are you kidding me?
They've got like Ginkgo Biloba. Why can't there be a vitamin Chad?
Wow. Yes.
Vitamin Chad.
I love, sorry, this is kind of a bit of an aside, but when we're watching like Hulu, they do the ads and they're always like medical ads.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I just sit there saying
nothing
the names of stuff.
Nothing is everything.
The song that doesn't mean anything.
Nothing is everything.
Nothing is everything.
Okay.
Was that the same one?
We were in a board meeting and we came up with these lyrics. Nothing is everything.
Yeah. Is that the same one?
Like, this really describes what Skyrizi is, which I think is a psoriasis medicine.
Yes.
What it disrupts my skin with itch.
Yeah.
It disrupts my skin with rash. I walk around the house saying that all the time.
That one is. Funny. What's that one? It's not Skyrizi.
That's my tick. I like just start repeating.
Yeah.
Shit.
He goes,
I can't.
It disrupts
like
my skin with itch. Fuck. Which
you
one
guys
was
remember
that?
The old one that was like diabetes?
Diabetes.
Yeah. Everyone knows that one.
Yep.
Wait, what was it? Disrupts my skin with itch. What's the other medicine?
Skyrizi, and then there's a.
What was it?
I'm gonna make up a name. Gervantrix.
No.
Okay.
Oh no, but that was Shingrix.
Shingrix.
Shingrix was for shingles. I was like, this makes sense. Mm-hmm. Shingrix.
Yep.
All right, dude. I love it though. There's so many new fun names all the time.
Yeah,
and,
I know.
You know, we're like the
it
only country.
It is bizarre because it's our only commercials. Yeah, we're the only country that
it's
does
like
pharmaceutical
advertising
ads.
It, pushing it and shit. But I love it. I'm
because they're bizarre.
Yeah. And they spend a lot of money on them. So they're always really high production value.
So much money.
Yeah.
Have you seen the one with the whole group of people like dancing around that set?
Yeah.
Where she's like dancing on a fountain.
Yes.
It's like for one of the weight loss ones.
Yeah.
So funny. They're great.
My favorite thing is
that's what it is.
That's crazy.
Yeah. They've got jingles.
My favorite thing is when they're doing the families in these medical commercials and they're like happy families and stuff. I just sit there going, these are actors. They don't know each other. Those people don't know each other.
No, there's the happy families and they're like, side effects include death, stroke, heart attack.
The side effects.
Take our drug.
Dude, love a side effect roll. It's fun.
Love a side effect. Anyways. 1964, the Beatles occupied the top five positions on the Billboard charts, including Can't Buy Me Love, Twist and Shout, She Loves You, I Want to Hold Your Hand, and Please, Please Me.
Must be nice.
Top five.
Must be nice, guys.
I mean, it's kind of like where we are with Taylor Swift now.
There was way less music back then, though.
Well, yeah, there were like five
There were like
songs.
Five bands.
Yeah.
Total.
Total.
Yeah, so when one broke through, you had so many Taylor Swifts all the time. Because when one would break through, you'd have this, well, I mean, Beatles, like Mania, Elvis, I guess you could put on the list. But like it was more common back then to have somebody break through because there were only so many channels.
Yeah.
Now it's like there's so many fucking bands.
So much, and so many much shitty music.
Yeah. And TikTok, it's weird. Well, now we're in a weird spot. I'm not going to dive deep, but we're in a weird spot because UMG pulled out of like TikTok. They're pulling a lot of the content from there.
So now I hear the three same songs.
Yeah, it's interesting.
TikTok's pulling their content? Like they already did.
Yeah.
Like,
so 2 months ago. There was a big like kind of stalemate that happened between TikTok and some like larger music publishers, labels, and for that, I guess the result of that is a lot of music is no longer on TikTok. So it's down to just a few small.
It's that one when your boots stop working, and then there's the Chicago one. Back in the Stranger Things guy, in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
It's so fucking annoying.
That song's everywhere. Yeah,
it's like that, and then there's like one more, and then Beyonce.
But like, we'll do a TikTok now, and like it'll get removed because the copyright, like our music is owned by
UMG,
which is no longer
working with TikTok.
Yeah,
it's really annoying. Then you get, it's like almost like torture.
Yeah.
You're getting the same three songs over and over
again. But it's for Taylor Swift, like we're talking about the Beatles. That's how we got to this. But like for these massive, that doesn't matter for them. You know what I mean? They're just so massive. Like think about how big the Beatles were. Think about Taylor Swift. There's really nobody else on that level. Beyonce, you could argue. But like
it's, Beyonce
is way up there. But it's just crazy, man. Like it's to think crazy. About Beatlemania. I wish I could have been there.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. My mom always has like, or she talks about a recurring dream that she had that she was from Syracuse, like small little town in Syracuse. And she kept having this dream that the Beatles were like walking over the hill, like into their neighborhood. And I'm like, that's such a cute recurring dream.
Wow.
That's not what I have. Jared, talk about your dream. All my dreams are so terrifying. They're terrifying. They're stressful. I never have had a good dream in my life.
No.
Never once. And I was telling Jared about like one of my really stressful dreams. And what did you say you were dreaming about?
I can't remember.
You were going to the chocolate factory.
Oh, yeah. I was at the chocolate factory.
I wish I was a man sometimes.
He literally had a dream that he was just at the Willy Wonka chocolate factory.
I was just looking around. I was like walking around, checking everything out.
That's what dreams are supposed to be about.
I know.
Imagine the
stress dreams.
Imagine the OG Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, Gene Wilder. And imagine the whole set is real and no one's there. It was just me. I was just walking around, checking out.
Amazing.
Checking everything out. You know, the chocolate river, the steamboat.
I have dreams that there are like traumatizing things happening to my loved ones.
Yeah.
And he's dreaming about the chocolate factory.
I awesome. Just have dreams that like my brakes don't work on the highway. That's what I have a lot.
Well, and there's nobody at the wheel.
So chaotic, dude.
And like they don't mean anything. Or I'm like a boat is sinking and I'm like, there's this much room left. I'm inside of it. And
oh my God,
like,
Titanic.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Those are the dreams that I
what
have.
Do you, okay.
Yeah.
What do you do right before bed? What's your routine before you go to bed? Do you have a routine?
Watch TV, put on a sleep timer, and fall asleep.
Okay, so you like fall asleep with the TV going, and then it turns off after you fall asleep.
Depends.
On a timer.
Sometimes it's off, and then I'm still awake, and then I just lay there.
Okay.
Who knows?
See, I think you got to switch it up, because I go to bed sort of chaotically every night. So I'm like...
Because you're a guy, you can do that.
I'm scrolling stuff sometimes. Maybe I just watched a show. Maybe
play some video games.
I don't know. It's kind of different every night what I see right before I go to bed.
You don't need these rituals like women do. We need that to try to turn our brain off because there's a weight of the world that's just on us all the time.
Oh, I forgot. You can't do the nothing thought thing.
You can't have a nothing thought as a woman.
Yeah, that's a bummer. I'm
sorry,
guys.
Doesn't exist. Chocolate factory. Insane.
So jealous.
It was so fun.
That sounds really fun.
It's insane. He's like, what? He's like, ah. He's like, waking up like a little baby. He's like, I was just dreaming about the chocolate factory.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is fucking nuts.
It was awesome. I didn't want to wake up. It's one of those.
It was so insane.
Sorry.
All right. 1975, Microsoft was founded as a partnership between Bill Gates and Paul Allen in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And then,
I guess
that wasn't Apple. No, I don't really have any thoughts. I have thoughts about Bill Gates, but I won't get into this.
Oh my God.
1983, the space shuttle, the Challenger, made its maiden voyage into space.
I love that.
Before everything
went
exploded.
To hell. I'm sorry, what?
What?
The Challenger?
Was that not the one that exploded?
Yes.
Yeah.
On its maiden voyage? Did it explode?
No.
Oh, so was the Challenger kind of like Apollo where there were multiple? I actually didn't know this.
Yeah.
There were multiple launches.
This one, I think it made it into space and went around a little bit, and then it wasn't the Challenger die.
Okay.
Explosion. Because that wasn't in the, weren't we alive for that one? It was in the 90s, wasn't it?
I don't believe so.
No?
I think Challenger exploded in the 80s.
All right.
I could be wrong. Facts, baby.
2008, Beyonce and Jay-Z got married with only 40 guests present on their special day.
40?
Yeah.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder who
Making
was.
Making it look easy.
Probably Diddy, Epstein. Yeah. Who else was there?
Probably.
Kanye.
Kanye.
No, I don't know if Kanye is part of it.
We're going to take a look at you guys.
They were cool until Beyonce didn't like when he took that statue from Taylor Swift.
I don't know if it's that. I've been watching some Kanye clips about him. He's been leaving little Easter eggs about the Diddy thing.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. I just watched a clip about it.
Diddy thing's nuts, dude. I don't know if I trust
Kanye's word.
No way.
I don't think that he's part of the elite.
No.
I think that's why he's like been ostracized.
He's too unhinged. Yeah. He's too rowdy.
Yeah. He's not.
I mean, I don't know what the rules are, but I would assume you wouldn't want that guy in your club. He's going to talk about Fight Club. That's the number one rule.
Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
Okay, 2013.
Also, he's anti-Semitic.
That's a problem.
They're not going to let him in.
That's a problem.
2013, Roger Ebert died. R.I.P. Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know what the bad guy. I don't know what the temp is on Mr. Ebert.
I don't either.
I don't know. I can't weigh in on this one. I'm stuck.
Any old. Yeah. 2000.
Hold on. I will say, I don't like a fucking critic either way.
No.
If you're a critic.
Everyone's a critic.
I know, but if you're a professional critic, fuck you, kind of.
Yeah.
The job's
stupid. Gives you the right.
Your job's dumb.
It's just something pretentious for pretentious publications.
Yeah.
You know.
But back in the day, we lived and died on Roger and Ebert.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, and then it's like they have all this power.
I know.
It's kind of weird, right? What?
Because you've watched a few movies?
But it's
no,
weird
they probably
because
did something suspicious to get into that position.
Anybody in power does.
Yeah.
It's weird to review something that's so subjective and then be an expert on it. I get like a product review.
Yeah.
You know?
You're like, did this work or not?
But like a movie or like an album?
Well, the thing is with movies and albums is that some people really like a formulaic like structure. Some people are like, ooh, this is a formula for a good movie.
Right.
Yeah.
And some people go completely off the rails and like try to do something different. Yeah. And then but critics are so obsessed with like a traditional format.
Right. That's
which
true.
Doesn't work.
But no. It's still subjective at the end of the day. Correct. Which is so strange.
Yeah. I know.
Anyways, those are my thoughts.
2017, the pink star diamond sold for a record $71 million in Hong Kong. It was a big pink diamond.
Really?
Naturally pink?
I guess. I'm assuming
how
they
much
probably
did it
sell didn't
for?
Dye it. $71 million.
Damn.
I don't know how many carats it was.
Was it like one of those big honking, like fake
like
looking movie
big
ones?
Yeah.
Oh, man, would it be so cool to have one
but
of those.
But like, so silly.
But
what are you
going
to do with it? Put it in a display case at your house.
Yeah.
And hope that the world doesn't implode where luxury market means nothing eventually.
I know.
Or like one of those diamond meteors crashes into Earth.
Yeah.
And like, I read something the other day. There's a meteor. I think it's in our solar system. It's worth 10 trillion dollars. I don't know what that number is. What?
And somebody's not trying to get it.
Oh, they're trying to get it.
Oh, okay.
But then
10,000 trillion?
I don't know what that number is.
Okay.
It's like
to the
something, but that's how they explained it for my caveman brain. And my thought is if you capture that and you bring it here, then there's so much diamond, does diamond become worthless?
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
For that. 2022, Elon Musk bought a 9.2 stake in Twitter amounting to $2.9 billion. That was before he bought it, I'm assuming. Right?
Amounting to what? He bought it for like $42 million or $43
billion. $43 billion?
Yeah, he bought Twitter for $43 billion.
Oh my God. What?
$42
billion? I don't think so. Whatever. Anyways.
I'll look it up. You keep going.
Okay, so I forgot that I stopped doing Word of the Day. And I brought back word of the day.
Let's bring it back.
Okay, the word of today is Italian. And it is cavioli riscaldati. No. Yes. Cavioli riscaldati.
Sounds delicious. Sounds like an Italian dish.
So, I think there's ricotta cheese involved.
You're kind of right. Cavioli riscaldati means to try to fix a broken relationship.
Ooh.
And it directly translates to reheated cabbage.
Yeah.
They're discouraging it then,
the
right?
Worst smell in the world.
I know.
Nobody wants to eat cabbage.
I get, it's to reheat or to reheat a broken relationship. So it's toxic. It's bad for you. So it's like reheating
it's like, what are they,
cabbage.
Like polishing shit, like something like that. Like good luck.
Yeah. You can only polish a turd so much. Yeah.
Pretty gross.
Wow.
Yeah, that's your
reheated cabbage. And the Twitter purchase was $44 billion from Elon Musk.
That's crazy.
Anyways.
That is wild.
All right. Well, when we come back, we're learning some facts.
All right.
Woo. When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work.
But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop, or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's true accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today.
Okay, so it comes as no surprise that I have absolutely no idea how to cook. I don't want to learn how to cook. It's not really my thing. But when I tried Factor Meals, it was a freaking game changer. So Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Yeah, 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious, great tasting meals. So the first time I tried Factor Meals, I was actually blown away because I'm like, that's it. That's all it is. 2 minutes. And the meals are so delicious. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every single week, you'll always have new flavors to explore. And you can treat yourself to restaurant quality meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon. Ooh, fancy. Shrimp and blackened salmon. Like I said, they're so easy to prepare. I love them. So head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code degree50 at factormeals.com/degree50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Okay, welcome back to Today I Learned. I think that's the name of our segment. It's been a bit, so I kind of forgot. But I think that's what we're doing. We're bringing some fun facts to you.
Hell yeah, we are.
Does anybody want to start first?
Les? Guys, this is one of my favorite things that we've started doing.
It's so fun. Well, by the way, we've gone viral.
We had a little viral moment.
A few times.
We're talking about Costco.
Mostly because of Jared's Costco hot dog.
So impressive.
Jack doesn't realize this, but I am a viral magnet.
You are a viral magnet.
You know me.
It's all you. Not me. I've never gone viral myself.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. All right, Lex, do you want to go first?
Yes, I'm going to go first. So, something really fascinating that I discovered on TikTok, but then I explored on my own time.
Ooh, I like that.
So, apparently, starting in the 11th century, people were eating mummies.
Oh.
Did you know this?
No.
Whoa.
That basically they were taking mummies and grinding them up in eating them for medical purposes.
Whoa. Like old mummies that had died a long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. Like from ancient Egypt.
Ugh.
So apparently the practice of consuming parts of ancient Egyptian mummies and embalmed corpses of all kinds began in the 11th century. And apparently it started as a series of misunderstandings.
So, no, listen.
No shit.
You got me all wrong. That's not what I was misunderstood.
Oops, I didn't mean to eat this dead corpse.
So apparently there was a word called mummia, which basically was a substance found on a single Persian mountainside, and it seeped from black rock asphalt. And this thing had medicinal purposes.
Whoa.
Now, when Europeans encountered this word, it was an Islamic word.
Okay.
They were very confused by this and thought it meant mummies.
Oh, no.
So when they were hearing about this medicinal properties and all these things, they were like, oh, yeah, mummies, totally.
No way.
This combined with this idea that a lot of cultures hold that eating, you know, medical cannibalism is a thing.
Yeah.
Things like, oh, you have a headache, you eat ground up skull to cure your headache. Oh, you have a blood disorder, you drink clean blood and that should clean it.
Like,
you have seizures, grind up another skull and eat that.
Primitive, I get it, but primitive.
Yeah, so
your foot hurts.
This was going on during the medieval era and the Victorian era, and it was insane. And as a result, Western Europeans started ransacking tombs.
Holy
like all
shit.
Of the amazing history that was lost as a result of this is crazy. And also, this is so bad for you.
Oh, my God.
And they really thought this was, they were doing something with this.
That is so insane.
And they were having whole parties. Like, people would get one of these things and they'd have a party. So they were on a table.
Grave digging the mummies out.
Pretty much. And then scammers, they would like kill people and embalm them and be like, this is an old mummy. They were like scamming people. Oh, crazy stuff was happening.
That's wild. Eating
mummies. They were putting it in makeup. Like, they were doing whatever they could with it.
That's crazy.
It's sick.
All because of just a misunderstanding.
Pretty much.
Mispronunciation.
Just a quick miscommunication.
That's what happened before the internet.
Yes.
I guess it's happening with the internet, but like, that's pretty crazy.
At least you can fact check.
Well, it's like a game of, it's like a game of telephone, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, oops. Now you're eating mummies.
Yeah, we're eating dead people.
Oops, you ate a mummy.
Ugh. And that was like what rich people did.
Well, of course.
Haha.
Yeah, of course. They also put lead in everything. Well, the whole thing was a mess.
Yeah. Didn't, I think George Washington had lead teeth.
I think
we talked about this.
There was lead. It was
I thought he had real horse.
Yeah,
no, I think it was. I'm gonna look it up.
I'm pretty sure he had horse
real
teeth.
Real horse.
And then there was lead elements to his
teeth. And horse teeth are big.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy looking guy, probably. I think whoever was painting those pictures did him a favor. Totally.
And while you're Googling that, I actually have another side fact.
Okay. What do you got?
So just on the heels of what we've been discussing very successfully with the animals and all of that.
Yeah.
So I stumbled on TikTok across someone explaining what a group of hippos is called.
What is it?
A bloat.
A bloat of hippos.
A bloat of hippos.
Oh my God.
Which is like kind of rude.
I mean,
perfect for them.
Well, they're like a hippo is they're like the linebacker of animals.
Well, they're like a full grown male's 8,000 pounds.
They look big and chunky, but they're also very strong and fast.
They run fast.
And they will.
Oh, yeah.
They will fuck you.
Yeah, they
up.
Are linebackers.
They're so cute.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was another thing. You know, I think that you said the platypuses were called paddles. I think that was wrong. You got fact checked.
By
somebody
who?
Fact checked, yeah.
By people on
I think
Instagram.
Somebody said it's called.
I'm looking up.
It's still like a cute name.
Well, I got it on the internet, so the internet lied to me then.
Puggles.
Puggles, yeah.
That makes no sense.
I know, because a puggle is a
dog.
But they obviously made Puggles up before Puggles was a dog.
Okay.
I don't know.
Puggles.
But there's no G in platypus. Paddles make sense.
That does make way more
sense. I like
sense.
Paddles
I'm gonna
a
stick
lot
with
better.
Mine.
Yeah.
I know. It said that George Washington's teeth were not made out of wood, but of human and cow teeth, as well as elephant ivory. I think that they were made out of like slaves' teeth.
Wow.
That is awful.
Yeah, but I am almost positive there is also lead in them.
Well, probably as a binding agent.
There's probably lead in everything, obviously. Like you're saying, people are eating lead.
Not a good look.
Not a good look. Dude, they were... You guys.
Huffing lead.
Wait,
back
do you have
then.
A picture of him?
Have you seen them recently?
Let's
George
check
Washington's
these
teeth?
Out.
Yeah, have you looked at a picture
I've seen
of George
them.
Washington's
I've seen them.
His teeth?
They're
well,
pretty
here you
insane.
Go.
Let's have a look.
That's the lead on the outside.
Yeah. It's lead gums.
Yeah.
That lead is, gums.
Did they work?
Horse teeth.
Did they like move with his mouth?
They couldn't have at least made his bottom teeth straight.
Or not black. Would have been good.
See.
Dude, those are fucking.
I bet everyone's teeth look bad.
Decaying.
But
no, they had no dental work. I think like dying of a tooth infection was like one of the main causes of death back in the day.
Imagine.
What a way to go. Ugh. Bummer.
You could die from pretty much anything.
I know.
See.
A broken leg.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
the tell. You're watching like Game of Thrones and shit and everyone has like perfect teeth. It's like, uh-uh.
No way.
It's Instagram
That's
face.
Not what was going on.
Yeah. Okay. My fun fact.
Ready.
The inventor of the Pringles can is buried in a Pringles can.
So this is one of mine.
Was it?
I have this on my list.
Oh my God, it's so good. Okay.
It blew my mind.
Blew my mind. Frederick J. Bauer designed the Pringles can and patented it back in 1966. He died in 2008 and he requested that his ashes are buried in an original flavored can.
Yeah, so it's his ashes. And what I read was it was a portion of his ashes.
It was a portion of his ashes. But like when I was reading this fact, and this happened to pretty much everybody that was reading it, they're like, was he buried in a giant Pringles can?
That's what I thought.
Why not?
My first thought was he's in a giant tube under the ground.
And when I did Google it today to like look up some facts, it was like Frederick J. Bauer buried. And then it said Pringles coffin.
Yeah.
So everybody was thinking he was buried in like a massive Pringles can.
Dude, your legacy must live on. Like, I think that's dope.
Do you realize how much cooler it would be, though, if it was an actual coffin? Like
I
a
know.
Pringles coffin?
It would be even cooler if the guy with the mustache looked like him.
Oh, my God.
And then his head was behind it.
Yeah. I know. There's so much that he could have done, but I think he was just in a can, just like
his ashes.
There's
in
a
there.
Subreddit. I can't think of the name, but there's multiple photos. You know, like people see like Jesus's face and stuff,
like
bread
toast.
And toast.
Yeah.
There's one where they see the Pringles face, like in all this.
Yeah.
Like people like post their pictures.
I love that.
That could be some people's Jesus.
Yeah. Pretty cool.
People love chips, snacks.
Ooh. I don't love a Pringle.
I love a Pringle.
They're not my favorite potato chips.
I don't
chips.
Go for them. Like,
there's like a film to them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that?
It makes you keep going.
Oh, I don't like
Pringles
it.
Pringles were like a big high school thing, but.
Yeah.
I don't go for a Pringle, but if I have one.
If it's
one,
all they have.
It's true what they say, dude. Once you pop.
You can't stop.
I keep going.
Because it's still a potato chip.
Yep. That's not the saying.
Like even the worst.
Once you pop, you gotta keep going. That's what you said.
Pringles. Once you pop, I keep going.
Yeah.
That really just doesn't ring to it. You know
That's
what they
me.
Say.
That's me.
I love that. Good fact.
I know. Jared, what's yours?
Okay. So mine is, this one's pretty funny. I might butcher this guy's name. One of my favorite authors when I was a kid, Roald Dahl.
Yeah.
Giant Peach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. His last words were, ow, fuck.
Ow, fuck?
Ow, fuck.
What did he die from?
Those were his last words.
What did he die from?
So.
Ow, fuck.
All right. So it says, the best part of this one is the context. He had prepared some lovely and touching last words, which he did indeed successfully say to his family at the appropriate time. He said, you know, I'm not frightened. It's just that I will miss you all so much.
Oh.
Then, when he had apparently fallen unconscious, the nurse injected him with morphine to ease his passing. The still alive doll stirred and uttered his actual last words, ow, fuck.
Oh, no.
And that gets recorded. That's like, that's recorded
and
as
like
your last words.
The irony of that is she was giving him morphine to like make the pain better. And he was like, ow, fuck.
Well, I bet you his last words were so eloquent because he's just
writer. Like
that's why I had to give the context because he did have a beautiful thing prepared, but it's actually. Oh. Technically, it's funny because the last thing that you say is those are your last words.
This is funny because I randomly just saw a TikTok this morning because I'm on like the Diddy conspiracy theory, like
talk.
Satanist sort of thing.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And it was about two Satanists' last words. One of them was Albus
Dumbledore.
No, whatever it is. Crux, the guy with the hat. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Still Dumbledore.
Whatever.
What kind of, can I have more context?
Is
he political figure, rapper.
He's a famous Satanist.
The fuck are you talking
about? He's a Satanist?
I'm going to look up Satanist with a hat, and I swear to God, I'm going to find him.
Oh, my God. Dude, Satanist with a hat.
Is there a famous
Albus?
Satanist?
It's an AC name. Satanic hats.
Albus Dumbledore.
Famous Satanist.
With a hat.
I think it's Albus something.
It's actually a good segue.
Whatever, you guys. Anyways, two famous Satanists, their famous last words. And then they were both like of the theme of, oops, I made a really big mistake.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't obviously that, but it was like, oh no, like, something must have gone awry.
Because people don't want to die when they're actually like,
and
they're
like, oh no, what have I done selling my soul to the devil when this is when I'm actually dying? It was all fun and games when you're drinking blood.
Yeah, no.
And doing your rituals.
Yeah.
But then when you're actually dying, you're like, oh no, I'm going to hell forever.
I just figured out a way how to not be afraid of dying.
Oh,
what do you got?
So you know that feeling before you were born?
No.
And you know how before you were born, you just like, I wasn't born. And it's
no feeling.
Yeah. It's the same as before you were born.
I mean, maybe.
Like, you don't know. It is.
That makes it worse for me somehow.
Really?
Yeah.
Before you were born wasn't scary.
It was a void.
No, yeah. It was just peace.
I'm afraid of the infinite abyss.
Is it peace or is it just nothing?
I think it's when I try to think of before I was born, there's nothing scary about that for me.
Yeah.
So I just think. About death. It's like you don't miss anyone.
Okay.
You're not sad. I just think that's what's on the other side too. Because it's just lack of consciousness.
Yeah. But I guess, but before you're born, it depends on what you believe. You haven't had the experiences of life to know if you would miss something.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe
you
not.
I just want to know.
I mean, I don't know. I still have a hard time believing like so many consciousnesses could just like exist and disappear.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe.
I don't know.
I think I'm going to come back as like... maybe an eagle or something.
No,
is kind of what I
you're
want.
Not coming back as an eagle.
Before
what would
we
I
do,
come back
you
as?
Just don't have eagle vibes.
Before
I don't
we
have
do,
eagle vibes.
Our aside, we need to hear our listener fact.
Okay. Oh yeah.
My name is Zachary Myers from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I was listening to the Killing Time about the leap day, and you said to call in fun facts. The artificial banana flavor that you taste, say like in a Laffy Taffy, is based on a banana species that went extinct somewhere in like the 1950s or the 1960s. You can date check that. based on a bacterial infection that took over a species of banana, wiped it out entirely. That's what they based the artificial flavor on at the time already, and they've always kept that same flavor. That's why it tastes different than a banana that you get at the store. I just wanted to see if that might make the show or if that was worth something or was fun. I don't know. You're more than welcome to use it. Thank you.
Now we're talking.
Now
people.
We're talking.
This
That's
is
a good
the kind
fact.
Of. Yep.
Okay. So it says if you bought bananas in the first half of the 20th century, it's highly likely you are buying the fatter, more flavorful cousin of the modern banana, the Gros Michel.
Ooh.
A cultivar.
Sorry,
that
Michelle.
Was top banana.
Gross Michelle.
I like how it said it was top banana in its day and compromised the vast majority of banana exports. Then came along the Panama disease, a fungus that has been the bane of banana growers since the 1800s. It all but wiped out the Gross Michelle off the planet in the 1960s.
Don't tell your sister, Jared.
I won't.
That's right. Grossmichel. Gross Michelle.
Gross Michael? Well, I think it's French.
Gros Michel.
I like Gros Michel.
So there's a problem here. And the problem is
That'd be so weird if a banana tastes like banana flavor. It seems too like gummy.
Artificial.
Yeah, it seems artificial, but it's not.
You're also chewing on a lot of like other things. I don't know what else is in that shit. But yeah. The flavor itself, this is what bums me out. I like to experience the best of something.
Uh-huh.
And it sounds like this was a better
it
banana.
It was.
And now I know that I
that
can't
was
eat
first
one.
Choice, that was first choice banana. That's the banana that
top
was like
banana.
They wanted everyone to have. When that banana banana died off, they were like, okay, I guess your less popular cousin will take the throne.
That sucks.
That's so crazy with all of the modern technology we have now and all of the artificial
You don't
MSG.
Have its DNA?
We don't. We can't grow
we're
the
We're trying
gross
to make
Michelle.
Another woolly mammoth. What we need to be doing is bringing back the Gross Michelle.
We can literally deep fake Kate Middleton in her speech and we can't bring back the Gross Michelle banana.
But no one has like a slice frozen in a freezer somewhere that we could Jurassic Park this thing?
Nobody has saved the seed like we do in fucking Three Body problem.
This is what I'm saying. Well, that's fiction. But yeah, I mean, I feel like there's got to be a way
Feels
to re-engineer
real.
This thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm sick of eating a lesser banana.
Okay, so I love this fun fact. And this is what we are now turning this section into is we want you to send us your fun facts.
Yes.
You can call us in.
818-446-6889.
Send us in your funnest, I know that's not a word, most fun fact because this is so fun.
We
Please
like that.
Impress us. Dwarf our intelligence with yours.
Yes.
Like, I want to feel so stupid not knowing the facts you guys call in.
Yes, absolutely.
I can't wait because that banana fact is riveting.
Yep. I knew that. I saw a TikTok about that, but I forgot about it. And it was just like hearing it again for the first time.
Huh.
The fact.
Wrinkles.
The Gross Michelle, we're coming for you.
I know.
We're
going
to get it back. We have to.
Yes.
Well, when we come back, we're going to talk about some current events that's going on this week.
Escape to Ocean City, Maryland. And discover a place that just feels lighter, where every day feels like Saturday, and French fries are a food group, where flip-flops are always in fashion, and seafood is always in season, where the boardwalk is bustling, and the beach is right outside your door, where you can rise with the tide and feel like a kid again. Ocean City, Maryland, somewhere to smile about. Book your trip at OCOcean.com.
It's almost summer, and the best and most sustainable way to shop for a new season is on TheRealReal.com. TheRealReal is the largest and most trusted source for authenticated luxury resale. It's the only place you'll find brands like Hermès, Cartier, Prada, Dior, Staud, Zimmermann, Jacquemus, and more for up to 90% off retail. 10,000 plus new arrivals land every single day from hundreds of brands you love, all authenticated by a team of in-house experts. Whether it's that perfect wedding guest look, a new summer sandal, an updated beach tote, resort wear for your summer vacation, you're bound to find exactly what you're looking for, plus deals you won't get anywhere else on TheRealReal.com. Visit TheRealReal.com and use code FIRST at checkout for 20% off. Terms apply.
Okay, welcome back. We always run long, but we're gonna jump into a few.
Killing time's so fun now.
It's
so fun. With the facts.
I feel like we've really like figured it out.
It's got to be fact driven.
Yeah, it's got to be fact driven.
Half
fact driven. So I want to talk about, well, we've kind of like sort of talked about the Diddy thing, but what I thought was really interesting that came out this week about the whole Diddy raid. I don't know if you saw this, but apparently he had hidden cameras all over his house, in bathrooms, in showerheads, all over, and he filmed everything. So basically, it's now coming to light that he's kind of like a modern day like Epstein. He'd have all these fucking parties and he would film all of these celebrity friends.
Blackmail them.
Doing drugs, probably sexually assaulting people. Like, God knows what they were doing, and has all this blackmail on everybody.
And you can do anything you want. He's like his own, he's like L. Ron Hubbard, but Diddy.
Ooh. Yeah. Well, he's literally, it's what Epstein did.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy. And what I thought was really funny, did you see the 50 Cent post?
No, but I know that he's been reveling in it. So he must hate him.
I love 50 Cent.
Well, he's now, again, it's like, you know who has signed the deal with the devil. It's like 50 Cent is, well, and who else is talking about going to his party? Is there like, you always leave early. He's like, I always left 30 minutes before the real party happened. Because he was like, I don't remember who it was. It was
really?
Yeah, it was some other.
I mean, what's crazy to me, and I mean, this isn't a knock on like 50 Cent or anybody like that, but it seems like in a lot of these cases, when shit comes out, there's a lot of people saying like, I knew it. I knew it. But nobody's like on a crusade to like out anybody in the industry, which sucks because
I think there are people.
What do you mean they're not? What are you talking about?
Like,
in what way?
For 50 to be like, I knew it. I knew it. Well, 50 never, did he say anything about this prior to this?
Well, some people have. That's what Kanye has been saying shit forever. Cat Williams has been saying shit for decades. Cat Williams is
crazy. Yeah, some of those interviews are crazy.
But these people are also probably scared to say too much because Cat Williams got blacklisted from the whole entire industry for speaking out about it.
Well, that's how it works, right? That's so scary.
I hope he gets a comeback now. He probably will.
Well, I think he is, just because it's like, you look at all of his old interviews from like decades ago.
I used to love his stand-up. When we were in like college, we'd watch his stand-up like all the time.
But anyways, 50 Cent posted this picture, and it's basically a picture of Epstein and Diddy fused into one person.
Yep.
And he was basically just like, here's your guy.
Oh my God.
Like, that's insane. I just love it because you just know. And then, I don't know, there's all these old videos that are coming up on TikTok of like interviews, or like really weird one of Diddy and Justin Bieber, where Justin Bieber is super uncomfortable and Diddy's like, why don't you call me anymore? And Justin Bieber's like 15.
I know, but what I thought was weird about the video, then he's like, my number is 5555. Then it felt like a skit to me.
But like,
because why would he give the fake 555 number?
Because he's being filmed, probably. Like, you know, but like he said to Justin, he's like, why don't we hang out like we used to?
Like, he's like, I know you reached out to my people, and it was awkward.
No.
It's weird. It's weird. I mean, well, that's when everything gets filmed. And then there was another clip of him telling somebody else, I can't remember who it was, telling them to film everything. He's like, Diddy told me that, like, wherever you're going, whoever you're hanging with, make sure to document everything.
Wow.
And now, obviously, he was like, oh, in a way to, like, show your kids one day. But, like, obviously not. That's not the way he was doing it.
Nope.
So crazy.
Down with Diddy.
Down with Diddy. Yeah, I mean, I just, whatever. You know, I love it.
I love a conspiracy. Look, I'm here for the outing of all the predators.
Hollywood's a dark place, and a lot of dark shit went on. And it's like, everybody thought that they'd never get caught.
Yes.
Everybody felt like they're above the law. And it's like, now shit's coming to light, and it's all connected. It's all connected.
Yeah. It always is.
Yeah.
And poor Kesha with that opening line on that song.
What was her line?
It was wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy.
Oopsie daisy.
I mean, that's like the top comment. Some stuff,
listen, in
that's
life.
That's the top comment on every post. And it's like, okay, it's getting a little old.
In life, sometimes things age like milk.
Listen, nothing if she was like, do. You know, if she was Taylor Swift right now, I'd be like, there's something going on here. But she's not.
No.
So I'm like, she's innocent.
She also went through some shit too. So
I like Kesha though.
Well, Kesha went through fucking hell.
Yeah.
You know, I never liked Diddy. I'll say that right now.
I did.
I always thought he was soft as hell. I never liked his shit.
Soft? He's obviously not soft.
He's terrifying.
Yeah.
But I loved his. I mean,
I'm talking about his rap music. I never liked it.
I thought it was like clean. It was like, you know, top 40 rap.
Yeah.
Like, I always liked it. Yeah. Like in the club.
Yeah.
You know, not like on my. I didn't buy his CDs.
No.
Never my vibe.
Okay. Switching gears. Gypsy Rose Blanchard getting a divorce.
Already?
Did you not see this?
Oh, I did see some memes with him and Pete Davidson.
Yeah, with her and Pete Davidson. I was just going to say, that makes sense. It's amazing.
They just got married.
Well, that's a problem. They should have gotten married.
Well, yeah. You know, she needed some time. She was in jail, not like sharing a bed with anybody. Yeah. And then going all from prison to like serious wifey is kind of a big leap. And she's young. She should be single.
I know.
I would imagine she's about to have a nice, quick period of growth in her life. Because... that's what comes next. Yeah, it's abrupt. It's her. I mean,
oh, is she in her Return to Saturn, or is she younger than that? How old is she?
I think she's like 24 or something. Oh, okay, she's like 20, maybe 25. I don't know. Mm. Don't quote me on that.
Well, the problem was, it's like she got married in jail. Obviously, like you said, it's like you don't even know
to the second person she's ever had feelings for, probably. Yeah.
And then got out of jail, became internet famous, and like rose to like the top. And then like she quit all of Instagram, all of TikTok, everything.
Yeah, that's the thing. That don't do that. You got some plants to water
quit
right
her
now. Yeah,
social media.
I think she made everything private. At least taking a break. But that's the thing. It's like you go from this one extreme to this other extreme. Also, now you're being watched like a hawk.
And she's also got a lot of trauma to work through.
Yes,
and
has
a lot of
saying.
Trauma to work through. I don't know how he was as a partner or a person. Maybe he was a little bit of an opportunist and was taking advantage of her. Like,
I don't know.
I don't know. But. It's just, it was a very extreme. She needs to meet in the middle and, like, obviously find herself, take some time.
Yeah, gypsy self-care.
The Pete Davidson meme was
hilarious.
It was well-timed.
You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
The last thing I want to talk about is Alexis's new obsession, Abby and Brittany, the conjoined twins.
Oh, I'm loving what they have to say.
Yeah.
I'm here for it. And part of me, I got down the rabbit hole, the Abby and Brittany rabbit hole on TikTok. And I was like, is this exploitive? And then, you know, they did a TLC show. So it's all things they've said and that they're willing to talk about. And I think they realize that there's a fascination with the way they live their lives.
Is this two heads, one body?
This is two heads, four lungs, one rib cage, two stomachs.
Everything
from
below
the waist.
From
the waist down is one.
Yeah.
Wow.
From the waist up is they each have their own. But they each have one arm, which is why they only have one rib cage.
Oh, my goodness.
But the thing that like went viral is one of them got married. So, but I think it was like 2 years ago. I don't know why it's going viral.
One of them
again.
Got married, and the other one, there's rumors that the other one has just come out as gay.
Oh,
and I'm
wow.
like, this is fascinating.
I know.
But I'm like, I don't know if it's true. So don't quote me on that. This
no,
is
they just had posted something, and I think it had like a pride thing on it. So it wasn't like.
Interesting.
But it's just like, it's such a fascinating story.
Yeah. And I was just listening about how they do their job. They're teachers.
Yeah.
And they only get one salary because they only need one teacher per classroom, but they like take turns. So like one can like rest while the other one works.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And like they share the work.
You know how you always think like, oh man, I wish I could clone myself so that clone could go do this thing that I don't want to do?
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
You kind of switch off.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I love them. They're so endearing.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're really fun.
Yeah. I need to look into this more. This sounds really interesting.
It is.
It'll stop popping up or start to pop up on your TikTok.
If I stand next to you
And they're
long
just
enough,
so
yeah.
like lovely.
Yeah.
And positive.
That's awesome.
And happy.
God.
Yeah. They're awesome.
What a unique situation to find yourself in.
I know. I love it.
That's cool. How old are they?
I think they're in their, maybe they're 30. I really don't know.
Okay, like 20, 30s.
They were teachers, so they obviously went to college. So, you know, I just don't know how long ago all of this happened. I don't know if TikTok's just like putting it on there late or if this is happening now-ish.
Well, good for them for trying to like, I mean, they're trying to live a normal life. One of them's married. That's wild.
Well, yeah.
And it's kind of, they're all married then.
Yeah.
It's sort of like you're
I guess you kind of got to bring the other one. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is, I think, fascinating.
It is so interesting. Huh. So interesting.
Jack sometimes thinks that her and I are conjoined twins.
I mean, I like to get as close
as
we
pretty much do everything together.
Yeah. But. Yeah. Much. All right. Well, I think that's enough.
I think we nailed it.
Nailed it.
Another killing time in the books.
Right in the books.
Again, please call us with your fun facts.
818-446-6889.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.